It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our bodies.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment. Thank you to the team. That's producer Joe, Luke, Rachel, Nicole, Zach, Echo, Charlie, Pamela, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Check out the website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. And it's never compassionate to take other people's stuff, whether or not it's their rights, their property, freedom, livelihood, opportunities, or lives. And force can be a weapon, but it can be policy or unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, government-induced inflation, or the World Economic Forum Davos globalist elite's agenda. And again, if something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. We are doing something very special for this Easter week. We are pre-recording these shows with excellent guests, and we've got this jam-packed show planned for you for this first hour. 8 different guests, to each segment, and very pleased to have on the line with me, you know her, Lori Gimmelstein. She is a mom who decided to take action, and she is one of the co-founders of the Colorado Parents Advocacy Network, CPAN. And then Valerie Leal is on the line as well, a concerned mom who has done a lot of research on something called WPATH. And so, Lori Gimmelstein, let's start with you. You guys are connected, and we'll tag team on this particular subject. What should people know right now?
Well, good morning, Kim, and thank you so much for having us on the show to talk about the World Professional Association of Transgender Health. Recently, several files were released exposing this organization that goes by WPATH. That's how it's typically spoken of. And they are considered the world authority on transgender health care. And what has happened is that they've been exposed for unethical practices. And we know that a lot of people, legislators, judges, insurance companies, public health providers, have been misled into trusting these guidelines put out by WPATH and have been completely unaware of its promotion of reckless transition on demand approaches. And so we have a lot of legislation that has passed in the state of Colorado that is supportive of this gender affirming care model. And now with the release of these files and a Finnish study that came out, we recognize and understand that there needs to be an immediate pause on all gender affirming care coverage in the state. I don't know if you know this, but in 2023, Colorado became the first state in the country to explicitly include gender-affirming care services in its benchmark health insurance plan for essential health benefits. So surgical procedures like double mastectomies or breast augmentation, genital surgery, surgery that is on a facial, like facial feminization surgery, have all been approved in the state of Colorado. And so what we're doing at the Colorado Parent Advocacy Network is we're seeking to bring this information forth because people need to know that this information, these studies have been done that recognize and fully state that these surgical procedures are unethical. And so I know that Valerie has a lot of information to share with your listeners today on WPATH, these files that have been released. But certainly excited to be able to share with our legislators that all gender-affirming care bills that are being proposed should be put on the back burner right now. We've got several bad Colorado bills that focus around gender-affirming care, like House Bill 24-1039, which is this non-legal name changes. And this one forces all public schools, charter schools, to play the pronoun game with their students. And it sets up a task force to come up with a policy that will hide transitioning from non-supportive parents. So here we go. Like, we absolutely have the information to know that gender-affirming care is unethical, and this bill should be postponed indefinitely. And lots of other legislation as well.
Well, and Lori, I don't refer to it as gender-affirming care. I refer to it as gender mutilation, particularly Absolutely. Of our children. And so I think it's important that people understand that, and that mutilation can be either medically, physically, or both. So Valerie Leal, you are a mom who has become concerned, and you really delved into WPATH. So tell us what you have learned.
Right. So I got really interested, especially I think it was a couple of weeks ago, where Michael Schellenberger with Environmental Progress dropped a series of files, approximately over 200 files, going over internal leaked videos, Zoom calls, emails related to professionals that are part of WPATH. And these files prove that not only are children incapable of informed consent, but there was a consensus on these Zoom calls that parents aren't actually capable of understanding what is being done to their children, and that they were seeing a rise in young patients, so patients that they had in their teen years coming back in their 20s, asking for reversals or for repair of decisions that they had made in their youth. And even one provider said something to the extent of, oh, is the dog not enough for you anymore? Included in these files are these professionals writing emails, trying to gauge between themselves certain difficult cases that they were having, such as, you know, they had a case of a teenager with liver tumors. There was uterine atrophy, vaginal atrophy, pelvic inflammatory disease. And the biggest concern, really, with these WPATH files, which we've all assumed, is that it is not the professionals making the decisions. It is activist-led. That conversation is going on inside of the organization. So when concerns are being brought up by these professionals, immediately the activists that are within these conversations are guiding and forcing these professionals away from making any sort of criticism around what they're doing to children, and guiding them to say, let's just ignore that. But let's continue on, because I had the same problem when I got this, but it's no big deal. Let's just move on. So there's quite a few concerning things. The WPATH president, Marcy Bowers, actually started the gender surgical clinic at Denver Health. They sit on the WPATH board, and they also sit on the board of the Travel Project, which is promoted by a vast number of school districts in the state to try to engage students that need help, in quotes, need help, to be able to converse with an adult and start the process of getting things like hormones, chest binders, without parent knowledge.
Well, and thank you, Valerie Leal. And Lori Gimmelstein, you actually, didn't you go undercover and found something out about the Trevor Project?
Yes, we certainly did. So back in September of 2023, we were attending back-to-school nights at local elementary schools, and we came across posters that encouraged children to reach out to the Colorado Crisis Line. And the statements that were on the posters were really concerning. They said things like, in all uppercase letters, my family is great. And then in small letters, at pointing out my fault. And then it would say, text talk to 38255. And we worked with child crime investigator George Mumma up in Jefferson County, who mentored us to how to do a proper investigation. And we did. We texted talk to the 38255, and we're connected to the Colorado Crisis Line, which is a contractor under the iMatter program. iMatter, for your listeners that are not familiar, this is legislation that went into effect back in 2021, and kind of under the guise of helping people with mental health issues related to COVID. But this has transitioned quite rapidly into a gender-affirming care model. And so in the state of Colorado, it is legal for these crisis lines to talk with your kids beginning at age 12 without your consent. So you have adults talking with your children that you don't know and that you're not monitoring. And we wanted to make sure that they were not connecting with children under the age of 12. And so I actually posed as a 9-year-old girl. And within moments, I was assured that my parents would not find out. I shared that I thought that I might be transgender. I was assured that I could be anything that I wanted to be. And I was immediately connected to the Trevor Project. She put a link to the website in there, and she stated, quote, so that I could explore my queer identity. So in this Trevor Project or Trevor Space, you can be connected to people all over the world. I mean, and I think about a young child, 9 years old, going into these clubs. There's clubs like the Back Rooms. There's clubs about trying on new pronouns and names. You can reach a counselor. They have all this different support where you can explore being a furry. You can explore being LGBTQ. You can try on all these different identities. And then you're just, what's really crazy about it is that they give you a rank. So when you join, right, you're considered a newbie. And then there's all, it's like a video game. You get points until you get your next rank by engaging more and more.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's very alarming. Parents should be absolutely telling their children that if they are experiencing anxiety or depression or any issues, that they need to talk to their parents. And that they will help them get connected with a counselor that's right for them. Parents know what to do best for their child, not some random stranger under the guise of a crisis specialist that doesn't even have a degree necessarily in psychology, that went through a 6-week training that required one day of monitored calls and a test, and then they're on their own talking with children.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, Lori and Valerie, we're just about out of time. Lori, give me 30 seconds to button up what you want people to know, and then Valerie, 30 seconds.
All right. Well, I'm encouraging all your listeners to find out about attending our Rocky Mountain Summit on safeguarding children from the harms of gender-affirming care. This event is coming up on April 7th in Lone Tree, Colorado, at the Inverness Denver. It's a Hilton Hotel. We have some phenomenal panelists, including detransitioner Chloe Cole and Colorado mom Erin Lee. We're also bringing in Mary Margaret Olihan, who's the author of a new book, Detrans, True Stories of Escape the Gender Ideology Cult, Eddie Waldrop, who is a clinical psychologist with SAIR in Medicine, and Dr. Travis Morell with Colorado Principal of Physicians will be on this incredible panel. Tickets are $28. They're on sale now, and I'm going to give the first 20 listeners listening right now a promo code. Just type in Kim, all uppercase, K-I-M, 25, 25% off your tickets to the first 20 listeners that want to attend this incredible event coming up on April 7th. Tickets are on Eventbrite.
Okay. And that's Kim at Kim25. And thank you, Lori. And Valerie, what's your quick final thought you'd like to leave with listeners?
Sure. I think there's some encouragement that I'd like to provide and then a call to action. The encouragement is that the house of cards for the child gender mutilation industry is falling apart. Marcy Bowes, who is in charge of WPATH, her name or his name has been removed from the WPATH website. And I think that everyone's starting to realize the harm that's being done to children. And my call to action is asking parents to start getting engaged in this legislation, start emailing, calling your legislators, show up to testify, show up to anyone that might have a rally or a get-together to oppose these bills, and don't just sit back. It's all of our kids. We need to protect them, and that's how we can get engaged to make sure that this doesn't continue on in Colorado.
Well, absolutely. So, Valerie Leal, thank you for all the work you're doing. Lori Gimmelstein with CPAN, Colorado Parents Advocacy Network, thank you so much. And again, what's that website, or how do they get tickets to this event coming up, Lori?
Everybody can just go to eventbrite.com, and if you search Colorado Parent Advocacy Network, we'll probably show up a few down, but just scroll down and you'll find our Rocky Mountain Summit safeguarding children from the harms of gender-affirming care. So again, on Eventbrite, and please use promo code KIM25.
Thank you so much, Valerie and Lori. And these conversations happen because of our sponsors. One of those is the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. They want you to feel safe and well-served and to understand your insurance coverage and know their office will respond to your call or text 24 hours a day. So for that 24-hour peace of mind, call Roger Mangan at 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, Roger Mangan's team is there.
So I switched my insurance to the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Agency. Get this. I actually talked to Roger Mangan, who has been helping people with their insurance coverage in our community for 47 years. He helped me create a State Farm personalized price insurance plan for my home and auto and explained affordable options. For personalized service and peace of mind that you are working with a team that cares about you and your family, call Roger Mangan now at 303-795-8855. Kim highly recommends the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. Again, that number is 303-795-8855.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. I want to say thank you to Laramie Energy and Karis Oil and Gas for their gold sponsorship of the show, because reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy powers our lives and fuels our hopes and dreams. And there are so many things that are under attack from a legislative and regulatory standpoint here in Colorado. One of those is our oil and gas industry, but another is our children. And it's with this trans activist agenda. We're seeing this has been playing out in legislation down at the State House and also with different rules and policy. And so this show, we are pre-recording for the week of Easter. And we're talking about our children in this trans activist agenda. So for the second segment, I have Gabrielle Clark and Erin Lee on the line. And they are moms that have gotten active because they have personal stories. So let's go to you first, Gabrielle. First of all, welcome. And Erin, welcome. Gabrielle, tell us your story.
Thank you so much for having me. Well, I filed the first federal lawsuit against woke indoctrination in America, my family, on behalf of my son, because he was being discriminated against in school based on CRT. And while that lawsuit was in progress, my daughter was being socially transitioned into believing she was a boy through the SEL program. And when that started happening, a lot of the parents thought that it was just the kids were just misbehaving because they had been in isolation for so long. The lockdowns really opened the eyes of a lot of parents to what was going on in their children's schools. And our family was no different. The indoctrination hit my son with CRT and hit my daughter with SEL. And the product of that was gender confusion. My daughter was identifying as trans. And I created a program to help her successfully desist. And now I use the affirming reality methodology to help other people parent their children into desistance from social transitioning.
Wow. And so how can people reach you, Gabrielle Clark?
They can find me at affirmingreality.com. I'm also starting to create a community around the Affirming Reality program. Through the course of the last year, I've seen a lot of problems arise, not just for the person affected, but for the entire family and by and large, the community. Our society, our culture has been affected. So I created a community around the Affirming Reality method called Affirming Reality Connected. And that website will be up very soon at affirmrealconnect.com.
So you are a resource then for families as they are starting to learn about this, yes?
Yes. I mean, we've already had our first case. That was the Colstead family in Montana. Their daughter was taken away because they refused to support her gender decision through a series of extremely insane events. they ended up losing their daughter, and their daughter was shipped off to Canada to be with her birth mother, whom she had not been involved with for many years. Taken away from her father and stepmother by the state of Montana, a red state, even though that state has laws against gender transitioning. So, you know, we were able, at ARC, we were able to get the family three lawyers, $25,000, and reach to over 100 media outlets. Since then, the family has, the gag order that was placed on the family about the case has been lifted, and they are able to go back to Montana without fear of arrest. And that story is still developing, but that's the reality that we're all facing here in this country now.
Okay, and Gabrielle, one question. When your daughter was, I have this in air quotes, transitioning, were you aware of that, what was happening at school?
To some degree, I think because I was fighting indoctrination as a whole, I knew that this was a possibility. But you always think it's not going to happen to my kid because my kid is smart enough to see through this stuff. And that's just not true. And I don't think that anybody really believed that their schools were actually, you know, putting this into a context where their children were going to be, you know, essentially captured by a cult. We always knew that this was possible, but because of the rhetoric surrounding it, we believe that, oh, well, this only happens to like 1%. But now, anywhere from 20 to 50% of urban school-age children, middle school and high school, are identifying as something other than their natal sex. They're identifying as LGBTQIA++. That is just an astronomical number. I don't think that any parent really, really understood the gravity of the situation until very recently.
Well, thank you, Gabrielle Clark, and a family that's been on the forefront of this as Aaron and John Lee and their family. And Aaron, we actually, you broke this story on my show, and it's gone international. Aaron Lee, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. It's been almost exactly 2 years since I did my very first interview on the Kim Munson Show.
Wow. And you have become such an important voice in this arena. Your daughter was 12 years old, and you're new in school, kind of shy, and was invited to art club after school. And it was an art club. And in fact, you, along with Kevin Lundberg, have created a movie, artclubmovie.com. People can watch it for free. I've recommended it to people, and their response is riveting. So what do you want people to know this today?
Yeah, well, we made the film because all of our stories are so similar. My story is similar to Gabby's, which is similar to the other thousands and thousands of parents who go through this. You don't think it's going to happen to you. You think that, you know, I'm in a small conservative suburb. You think you're safe and that this kind of thing isn't real or that it can't happen to you. And then it strikes your home. And we just wanted to, you know, put out something that lets families know you're not alone. This is happening everywhere. It's happening to families of every shape, size, and makeup. And we've got to be aware that it's happening and protect our kids from it before it strikes our home. Because like Gabby said, you know, my school district now proclaims that over 50% of the kids are LGBTQ. That's not humanly possible, but it just goes to show how prevalent it has become in our school systems nationwide.
So, Aaron, first of all, you and your husband, John, worked through this with your daughter. It was very rocky times, but it's a good ending. It's a good ending to that particular part of that story. Yes.
Yes, I like to say ours is a horror story with a happy ending. But the reality is that most families going through this are still stuck in the nightmare. That, you know, Gabs and I can be public because we rescued our daughters. We followed the steps that we're able to pull them out of the darkness. But most families are afraid to talk about it, usually because they're still going through it. They're just focused on trying to save their little girls, mostly girls, adolescent girls this happens to. And they're not in a position where they can be public. But I can't emphasize enough Everyone listening knows someone who has been affected by the gender cult, by this transgender ideology striking a child in their life. It has just become so prevalent.
Well, and Aaron and Gab, what I find astonishing is that this trans activist agenda, they've been playing long ball. I've been watching legislation down at the State House, and it's kind of like one year they pass something here and the next year they pass something there. It is, seems like it's very calculated and deliberate, and ultimately it's our children that are being mutilated and hurt because of this, Erin.
Yes, all the government entities are involved, the public schools, the, you know, there's a mental health system for children that's state run, CPS, you know, doctor's offices, our government who is passing these laws. It seems like in 2015, the dominoes really started to fall. And then in 2019, POLIS signed in some bills that just stripped parents of their right and made 12-year-olds the steward of their own mental health care. So they're essentially removing parents from the equation and assuming the role of caretaker over our children and giving our kids authority to make lifelong decisions that they're not ready to make.
Oh, and ultimately it can mutilate them and really affect them for a lifetime. We're just about out of time. Gabrielle Clark, how would you like to wrap this segment up?
Well, I would start by saying pay attention to your universities. Because they are really pushing out the next generation of trans rights activists. Just over the past weekend, the Transforming Gender Conference at the University of Colorado has come out with the force teaming of multiple personality disorders as a gender identity. So this conference that happened just this past weekend, there was an infiltrator in that conference, Dr. Carlin Borisenko, and you can find her at Actively Unwoke. You need to pay attention to these things. These are going to be our future legislators, our future mental health professionals, our future medical professionals. And so we can't just think about what's going on right now, but we need to think about how to stop this in the future. I'm going to ruin the gender industry in America. Believe it. Even if I have to do it one kid at a time. And you go to affirmingreality.com to find out how.
Okay, Gabrielle Clark, thank you. I just am so excited about what you're doing. And Aaron Lee, you are such a hero. And what websites do you want to have people take a look at?
Yeah, I really want to draw people's attention to protectkidscolorado.org. So to add on to what Gab said, pay attention and get involved. People don't agree with what's happening, but they're too afraid to say something. So don't be afraid to speak up. Get behind these ballot initiatives that we're trying to get on the November ballot through protectkidscolorado.org.
Okay. Thank you, Aaron Lee, and thank you, Gabrielle Clark. Important stories. And again, this is such an important show that we are pre-recording that we'll broadcast during Easter week here. And we get to do this because of all of our great sponsors, and one of those is Karen Levine.
With the limited number of homes in the Colorado Front Range market, Karen Levine can help you achieve your home buying or selling vision. Karen has the right connections, technology, and strategies to help you buy or sell your home or to purchase a new build. Whether you're feeling overwhelmed or want someone to take the wheel, or you just need a second opinion, you can rest assured that RE/MAX Realtor Karen Levine is the right agent for you. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516. Karen is the trusted professional who strives for excellence. That number is 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
The rise in interest rates is causing challenges and creating opportunities. For nearly 20 years, mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group, Lauren Levy, has helped individuals realize their hopes and dreams of home ownership, fund kids' educations through second mortgages, and access capital by utilizing reverse mortgages. Lauren is not constrained to work with just one lender because he works with so many different lenders. Licensed in 49 states, Lauren offers choices for your individual mortgage needs. Preparation leads to success, so call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881 so that you're prepared for opportunity in the mortgage market. That's Lauren Levy, 303-880-8881.
to The Kim Munson Show, be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. I did want to say a thank you to Hooters Restaurants. They have been great sponsors of the show for many years. They have 5 locations, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. Lots of TVs there, so a great place to watch all the games. How I got to know them, it is a very important story about freedom and free markets and capitalism, and those PBIs, those politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties that are trying to control our lives. On the line with me in this segment is Rich Guggenheim. He is the Colorado spokesman for Gays Against Groomers. Rich, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim. Good to be here.
And also Ellen Danick, and she is with Democrats Informed for an Informed Approach to Gender. And Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kim.
Rich Guggenheim, you organized all these guests, and we are doing 2 guests each of these 4 segments. I feel like I need to put my seatbelt on because there's so much information, and we could really be doing a 3 to 4 hour show, I think. So, Rich, what's the first thing that you want people to know in this particular segment?
Well, this particular segment is really, I want people to know that I, as a gay man, am fighting against this ideology from inside the house. And I think that's exactly what Ellen is doing. And this is not something that is a far right. This is not about being a white man's thing. This is not about being conservative or anything else. Like, you're going to hear those common things that are said about this movement. This is people who are multiracial. You've heard from moms that are white, that are people of color are joining this movement. People who are consider themselves lifelong Democrats and progressives are joining this movement. People who are gay are joining this movement. People who are not Christian, people who are Christian, people who are atheists. We're all coming together for one thing, and that is to say, stop the war on children. Stop mutilating children. Stop indoctrinating children. Stop this gender ideology, because it is harmful and it is ill. It is not reversible. Once you go down that path, there's no turning back. And we're coming together to say, all of us, stop it. And we're fighting it from inside the house.
Well, this is so important. I mean, this attack on our children is unbelievable. It seems like they're coming for our children. And I would say this is this extreme gender mutilation, not only physically, but also what's happening in our children. It seems like this extreme agenda is coming after our children. So, Ellen Danick, tell us your story. What do you want people to know?
Hi, Kim. So it might surprise someone listening to this show, hearing me talk about and agree with the harms of gender identity ideology, that I'm a lifetime Democrat. But as Rich said, I don't think this is a partisan issue. We have real social and, more importantly, medical harms being visited upon children across the world, particularly in certain English language speaking countries. And Colorado is on the forefront of this. There is this idea that gender identity ideology, or you might hear it called trans rights, is just an extension of the gay rights movement that granted basic civil rights to gay and lesbian people. But that's actually not the case. It is an ideology that requires compliance. It compels speech. And most importantly, it harms kids. It might seem harmless to call a little girl who thinks she's a boy by a new name and pronouns at school and not tell her parents. I don't think it sounds harmless, but someone might think that. But the real issue is, and Rich can talk about this even more credibly than I can, that's often the first step on the path towards medicalization. So puberty blockers, which are marketed as a reversible pause button for puberty when they are in fact none of those things, which then almost always leads to cross-sex hormones, which can then sometimes lead to surgeries like mastectomies, even for girls as young as 14 or 15. As Rich said, these are irreversible steps that harm children throughout their lifetime as adults. It's dangerous enough that people on the right and people on the left can join together to fight against it.
Well, this is so encouraging because, yes, coming together to protect our children is so important. Ellen Danik, how did you become aware of this? Because I think so many parents, so many people are not aware of this agenda. How did you find out about it?
Well, I'll be brief. My origin story is not that different from many other people I've met who are paying attention to this topic. I remember standing in my kitchen 3 or 4 years ago, and the topic of men competing in women's sports came up. And I looked at my husband and said, oh, please, no man would claim to be a woman just so he could win a trophy in a woman's sport. There's no honor in that. And he looked at me and said, you don't know men. Shortly after that, I had a conversation with someone who told me he was no longer a fan of Harry Potter because J.K. Rowling was transphobic. And I had never heard that term before. And I heard that term at the time as if it were as weighty as racist or homophobic. And I decided I was going to do some research. That plus reading a couple of books led me to understand that unlike what I thought, which was, you know, trans rights, broadly speaking, were about just equal rights for everybody. I came to understand that this movement really is about forcing compliance, whether it's compelled speech, medicalization, control of children, and cutting parents out of the equation. And once I came to the decision about what I thought about the harms of this movement, it wouldn't leave me alone. I couldn't look away. And so 6 months ago, I made a decision to get much more involved, both at a local and a national level. So in Colorado, I'm working with Rich and a lot of other people he's connected me with to stop specific legislation because the authoritarian, illiberal left of my own party, the Democrats, are out of control in the House of Representatives. And at the national level, I've connected with a new group that you mentioned, DIAG, Democrats for an Informed Approach to Gender. Their website is di-ag.org, which is a group of fed-up Democrats who want our party to come back to being in reality and making policy based on evidence-based medicine, not assertions that can't be backed up with fact. So that's my story.
Wow, this is so important. And Ellen, from what I've looked at, is this Democrat Party has been, I think, hijacked by extreme activists. This is no longer the Democrat Party of JFK. Do you think that's accurate?
I think that's accurate. And, you know, the Democratic Party has always been a rollicking, rowdy group of people that disagree with each other. Not anymore. The motto of the Democratic Party on trans ideology, gender ideology, whatever you want to call it, is, as so often the case, no debate. How do you come to good policy decisions? How do you learn? How do you improve your thought processes and the outcome of a group's decision making without actually engaging in clash and disagreement? The party used to value that, and they don't anymore. And I'll say as an aside, Kim, it pains me to say this, but adjacent organizations like the ACLU that I always thought of as being a good, you know, classical liberal organization that stood for free speech, not only do they no longer stand for free speech, some of their leading attorneys like Chase Strangio call for books to be banned that they don't agree with. And that is just such a significant change, and it is completely unacceptable.
Oh, wow. So, Ellen, I'm very excited that we are all coming together. Rich Guggenheim, you've been on quite a journey as well, and you were the one that organized, connected me. I knew some of these folks that were interviewing during this show, but not all of them. You are quite busy. So what's your final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
You know, my final thought is this. I don't have children. I'm a gay man. Maybe someday, but, you know. Who knows? The thing that we have to understand is when you talk about them coming for our children, it is literally, and you can find these videos on YouTube, where the trans queer activists are at these pride parades, which has been colonized. Pride used to be gay and lesbian people. It has been colonized and appropriated and hijacked by the trans queer activists. And they are literally chanting in these pride parades, we're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your kids. And it is literally what their objective and their agenda is. And if you don't think that they're doing that, and you're not, if you have not listened to anything that has been said in this show, it is a national movement. It is a global movement. Thankfully, across the pond, they're waking up and stopping it. But it's real. And this right here in Colorado is the belly of the beast. And parents, especially dads, you have got to get involved. You have got to speak up. You have got to speak out. You have to fight for your children, because if you don't, the state is going to come take them away. They are going to trans them away, and you will never see them again. Your little boy and your little girl will not come back as a little boy and a little girl. And I am not speaking hyperbolically. This is reality in Colorado, and it's happening right now in the state house and right now in our schools.
Boy, it's surreal to hear you say that. Rich Guggenheim, thank you so much, and thank you for really organizing this show. I greatly appreciate it. And Ellen, I am so excited to meet you as well, and thank you for coming on and sharing your story. We're going to have to do some longer shows on all this, but Ellen, thank you, and Rich, thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I did want to mention the USMC Memorial Foundation. My friends, it is so important that we honor those that have given their lives or been willing to give their lives for our freedom. And you can honor your loved one and their military service by buying a brick that will be on one of their pathways of service. You can get more information by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. That is usmcmemorialfoundation.org. Another great sponsor of the show is John Boson with Boson Law.
Boson Law is a local law firm dedicated to helping injured individuals in Denver and the surrounding areas fight for the justice they deserve. Boson Law focuses on personalized representation tailored to your unique situation, with one-on-one attention and counsel and consistent communication. Boson Law personal injury attorneys have extensive trial experience and have successfully represented clients against the interests of powerful corporations, manufacturers, insurance companies, and government agencies. Contact Boson Law at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary in-person consultation. Again, that number is 303-999-9999. Call now at 303-999-9999. 9999.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Franktown Firearms is well-stocked and ready for you right now. Franktown Firearms is a family-friendly shooting range and gun store, and they are constantly bringing in new inventory of all the ammunition, firearms, and parts that you're looking for. Come down to buy or just to shoot on their immaculate, well-ventilated, 10-lane, 35-yard range with safety officers who will help you become the most proficient shooter you can be. You'll have a blast with their multi-level training courses that also include tactical shooting while walking, ducking, and shooting around barriers. This isn't your average range, and it's not your average inventory. If Franktown doesn't have it, chances are they can find it for you. And for a limited time, KLZ listeners enjoy an exclusive offer. Tell them you heard this spot on KLZ, and they'll give you a free gun rental, Class 3 weapons not included, when you rent a lane. So stop in and let them know KLZ sent you. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force or coerce or require people to do it. I want to say thank you to Laramie Energy and Karis Oil and Gas for their gold sponsorship of the show, because reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy powers our lives and fuels our hopes and dreams. And I also wanted to mention the Center for American Values, which is located in Pueblo, Colorado. The center is focused on honoring our Medal of Honor recipients and then teaching our kids and instilling in our children and us through their great educational programs these foundational principles of honor, integrity, and patriotism. So for more information of the Center for American Values located in Pueblo, Colorado, go to AmericanValueCenter.org. That's AmericanValueCenter.org. This has been a jam-packed show. We're pre-recording for Easter week. This last segment, we have two people that are stepping forward to bring things before the voters of Colorado and to protect our kids. And the first is Greg Lopez. You know him. He was a candidate for governor, former mayor of Parker, Colorado, and just really has been working in in the arena of standing up for the people and the children of Colorado. Greg Lopez, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Kim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
And Darcy Shaning, it's great to have you as well. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
So, Greg, let's go to you first. You've been working with the group regarding initiatives. There's a difference. Legislation is at the State House. Initiatives are things that are presented to the voters. So tell us what you're up to.
Well, you know, it's been really interesting, Kim. You know, with all the craziness that's happening at the Capitol and, you know, the legislation that they're passing as it pertains to what's going on in the schools and so forth, really, you know, the citizens only have one last option to try to get their voices heard, and that is through a citizens' initiative. And so I've been working with a group of individuals that are very committed in protecting girls' sports from the transgender community, as well as reinstating parental rights in the schools. And we've been going in front of the title board. And, you know, the title board itself is a very unique process. I mean, think about it this way. There are three title board members. They're appointed by three offices of the state. One is appointed by the Attorney General's office. One's appointed by the Secretary of State's office. And the other one's appointed by the Legislative Legal Services. You know, I'm here to tell you that we've been there since January, and we are getting titles. It's taken a while for us to get titles. But both of our initiatives are being challenged, and they're going in front of the Colorado Supreme Court to see if we are able to take these questions to the public for on the November ballot. It's crazy. I tell you, it's just crazy.
Boy, and this is a process that is really supposed to be opportunity for an initiative to be put in front of the voters so the voters of Colorado can make a decision. But what you're describing is something that I think has become very, very political. So you have an initiative regarding boys not competing in girls' sports, right?
That's right. You know what? That it's a very basic question for the voters, that we believe that only biological females should participate in girls' sports.
You think?
And this is, yeah, right. you would think that that's not a very – the fact that we're having to ask this question and pass legislation is beyond me. The other one is very clear. It's like anything else, right? If your child in the school is experiencing something that is a concern to the parents – for example, that they're experiencing gender incongruence, and someone in the school is aware of that, that they have to notify the parents within 48 hours. Just let them know what the child is thinking. You know, and those are the two initiatives that we have. And a lot of people need to understand that once we get title, we still got to go out into the public square and get over 200,000 signatures in order for it to be placed onto the ballot. And that deadline for signatures is August 5th.
So they're pushing this out, and you want to try to get this on the ballot this November, correct, Greg?
Yes, this okay. November.
Okay. Thank you for what you're doing there. Darcy Shaning, tell us about what you're doing.
Sure. So Dr. Wade Goodall and I, our initiative is to prevent transgender surgeries on minors or any procedure having to transition a child. We're prohibiting it until the age of 18. And we feel like it's an important measure because one thing I like to reiterate to people is just because we're in a super minority in the House and a minority in the legislature does not mean that those people speak for the majority of Coloradoans. It's time to bring back common sense to Colorado and protect our kids. So our initiative protects kids by prohibiting those procedures and prescribing a penalty for those that perform those procedures.
Well, and what about, there's the physical procedures, but what about medical procedures? Is that included in your initiative as well?
Yes, it's all of the medical procedures relating to the gender transitioning of children. And interestingly, Greg was there at the same day that we made it through title board. They voted unanimously to title our initiative. And then in the last hour, on the seventh day, anyone can challenge the title board. So while there were no opponents at the title board hearing, a left-wing law firm has now challenged our initiative. And so we have to go back through title board and potentially all the way to the Supreme Court. And what they do is they force us to spend a lot of money to get this onto the ballot. It's egregious, really, because the title board has said this meets the legal requirements, but we've got, you know, progressives challenging whether we can actually put this out to the voters. And I think that that speaks volumes. They're so afraid of this initiative that they're trying to do anything in their power to stop it from even getting in the hands of the voters.
Well, and also getting the signatures for this, just think about, I know that's a lot of work to do that, but my gosh, to have these conversations with people out in front of the grocery store, the hardware store, this I think is how we're going to reclaim our state, because I think there's a lot of people that when you start to tell them about what is going on, they're like, yeah, no, that can't happen. I think, Greg, though, I think people are becoming very aware, though, of the boys competing in girls' sports. And so I think that will be good, though, to continue to have that conversation.
I totally agree with you, Kim. And look, we need to bring all of these conversations, all three of them, out into the public square, out into the general public, and take it out of the hallways of the Capitol, because we know what the Capitol's mindset is. And, you know, when I talk to people, they're like, you know what, I didn't know they were doing that. I don't support that. You know, and so this is another way for us to give government back to the people and let the legislators know that there is a voice out there that is not in alignment with what they're doing.
Well, and that is so important. So, Darcy, I think another thing they're doing, though, is I think they're trying to, and maybe in some ways, run out the clock with these different challenges to these initiatives that you and Greg are working on.
That's definitely one of their strategies. And I think that they're hoping that, you know, we would give up or say, okay, we don't have the money to fight this. But no, I mean, we're going to take this all the way through. And I can tell you with certainty that if any challenge were to be successful, given that this ballot initiative meets the legal requirements, I do think it could potentially be time to start looking at the politics of the title board and how we as citizens hold the title board and the Supreme Court accountable. Because if you look at the number of initiatives that just didn't make it through that met the legal requirements this year, again, it's just so egregious. It's basically the Secretary of State saying to the voters, we know better than you. We're not even going to let you vote on this initiative. And as Greg said, I think that what they're so scared of is because they do have such control at the Capitol. But when we go out into the community and we talk to people about this, people are in agreement that this should not be happening to our children. And as a matter of fact, we've even had Democrat organizations and Democrats reach out to say, how can I support you? And I think that also speaks volumes. The radical legislators at the Capitol just are not in touch with Colorado families.
Well, and it is so extreme down there. And the Democrat Party is no longer the Democrat Party of JFK. It has been hijacked by extreme activists. So, Darcy, your final thought and how can people help you?
Well, people could show up on April 3rd to support us as we go through that rehearing. That's at 10 a.m. at the Secretary of State's office. We would love any support. We have a website up, letkidsbekidsnow.com. Reach out to me or Greg or Rich Guggenheim or really anybody that's involved with any of these initiatives, because we'll all be working together to try to reclaim some common sense for our kids.
Well, and reclaim our state as well. So, Darcy Shaining, thank you so much for what you're doing. And one more time, what's that website?
LetKidsBeKidsNow.com.
Okay. And Greg Lopez, I know this is a lot of work. You are fearless and tireless in what you are doing for the children and the people of Colorado. So how can people help you?
Well, again, right, they need to be involved. They need to be informed. And they can go to our website. We have a website as well, ProtectKidsColorado.com. And, you know, right now we need them to sign up to be volunteers, to carry petitions, to be ready to hit the streets when we get full authority to have these petitions, we're going to need an army to make sure that we meet the deadline. So, like Darcy said, call me, call her. We're all in this together, and it's about protecting the kids. And this is not a political issue. This is about our children. And so there are a lot of Democrats that are stepping forward and saying, I want to help. Unaffiliated voters say, I want to help, because they recognize our kids need to be protected.
Well, they really do. And we have a duty to, first of all, protect our children and then make sure that we conserve and preserve this great American idea of the sanctity of the individual and property rights and individual freedom, and that we pass that on to our children as well. Greg and Darcy, I think that we are at a historic moment, and I think Colorado is at the tip of the spear. So I thank both of you for what you're doing. So Darcy, Shaning, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on, and thank you for all you do for Colorado.
Most definitely. My honor. And Greg Lopez, thank you so much, and for what you do in Colorado.
And I echo what Darcy said. Thank you, Kim. You know, your voice is such a great voice to have in the airways, because you're fair, you describe, you educate, and that's really what we need. We need more voices like you on the airways.
Well, thank you, Greg Lopez. And so, my friends, this has been quite a show. Our quote for the end of the show is from George Orwell, who said this: the further a society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. So, my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. Stay tuned for our number two.
Those are the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our bodies.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, and welcome to hour number two of the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment. And thank you to the team. That's producer Joe, Luke, Rachel, Nicole, Zach, Echo, Charlie, Pamela, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Check out the website. That is Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent essays. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. And my friends, it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, property, freedom, livelihood, or opportunities, or their lives. And force can be a weapon, but it can be policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, government-induced inflation, the World Economic Forum, Davos Global elites. Let's see, I'm adding in some additional ones, and one of those is the Colorado State Legislature and the governor. They're all working on taking away our rights, and I'm going to talk with somebody about that. And you know him, Brad Beck. He is a fellow Liberty Toastmaster, a co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters, and it's great to have you in studio.
Well, thanks, Kim, and it's, you know, always great to fight back and be one of those big rocks in the river. You know, I used to have lunch and Boulder almost daily during the summer, and Boulder Creek was there, and I'd go down there and watch all those rocks just push the water on either side, and that's how I feel about living in Boulder County, is you got to be a rock and make the water go around you, because otherwise it will go through you.
Yeah, and it's not only in Boulder County. Boulder County, it looks to me like Colorado is now Boulder County with what's happening at the legislature and the State House, and also this governor. This governor, this is his agenda. He is he's got all of this in place. He appoints the bureaucrats that they do the onerous things, and then he steps back and tries to pretend like he's a libertarian. It's important that we connect that dot.
Yeah, it is. And you notice during the Wuhan lockdowns that Boulder really wasn't destroyed like Denver, and I always question why. You know, Boulder pretty much went unscathed. We didn't have all the riots. We didn't have all the craziness. There was homelessness, of course, but they moved them around a little bit. And what was interesting was you didn't see the boarded up buildings. You didn't see the exodus of businesses as much as you see still currently here in Denver.
Oh, you know, and they're the RTD, they're spending a lot of money to redo the 16th Street Mall. I remember years ago after Coors Field and the Rockies, it would be fun to go to the game and then walk along the 16th Street Mall. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you have to have your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
I bring people down, and I love coming down to Denver, and we do it for Liberty Toastmasters at the Independence mm-hmm. Institute. And yet you still have to be even more cautious. There are too many people out there that you just can't trust, and you just never know what's going to happen. So you got to be aware. And there's still a lot of fun things to do. I encourage people to come down to Denver, and more people who do come down would be able to push back. And, you know, when we make an exodus in some place, that void gets filled somehow. And so, you know, it's a struggle. You know, do you want to bring your family?
No.
So, you know, a lot of people won't bring their family down. Mm. And that's unfortunate because, you know, I love going to a baseball game. I love going to an event, a concert. But you got to be careful.
Well, and it's all because of policy.
Yep.
Legislation, policy, regulations. This agenda that is being pushed in Colorado is it's so antithetical to freedom. It's all about force. You and I were talking before we started recording this. And just a note, we are pre-recording all the shows for Easter week, and so we are pre-recording this. But the massive number of legislation that is being proposed, we do not need another law. We need to be starting to peel those back.
Yeah, well, and when you have 500 new laws that come in this session, and we're not halfway over, like mm-hmm. you said, how many of those are we breaking daily? Probably hundreds, mm-hmm. and they're contradictory. And so when somebody says to you, well, follow the law, we have a rule of law, I'm like, which one?
Yeah.
And when? And who does it affect? And it all affects all of us, actually, because ultimately there's a cost. There's a regulatory cost. There's a cost to the businesses and to the entities that it applies to. And more importantly, we as individuals are losing our freedom. And that's the biggest cost.
That is the biggest cost. And, you know, America was founded on these ideals that we all have these, and we'll talk about this regarding your essay, these rights from our creator of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And when you get force involved in that, all it does is it takes more and more away from the individual. And so we need to reclaim that. I really think that we are at a real inflection point. I think we are at our 1775 moment. And to your point, we need to stand, engage in this battle of ideas. And that's why what you and your co-founders have done with Liberty Toastmasters, helping people get their brains around these issues and then be able to start to listen and also communicate these things. This is the battle that we are in, and this is the battle we must engage in, Brad.
Yeah, if you can be clear and concise in your messaging and practice it, so where it comes off conversational, you're more likely to get the audience. You may not get the people you're speaking to, but the audience who's listening around, those are the people you want to get to. And give them courage to stand up themselves. Too many people are afraid. You know, it's like whack-a-mole. If I stand up, I'm going to get hit. Probably, yeah, mm-hmm. you will. But guess what? If we don't do it, we're going to lose. And we're losing big time in a lot of the areas that we should be standing up. As an example, education. More people should be going to the school boards and just saying, hey, what's in the libraries? I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. And then read them out loud. I believe I was listening to your show earlier about what was going on in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you start reading those books that they have in the library, a school library, and they say that you are talking about pornography, and yet that's what our kids are being exposed yeah. to. And it's up to the parents. Bob Schaefer, who's a friend of ours, will always say it is the universal truth of a parent. It is their right and responsibility to direct the upbringing and education of their children, period. It's not about a third party. It's not about the government. It's about you and your children. You brought them into this world. They're your responsibility. And so we have to make sure that people understand this. And they get involved. And I know people are busy. They probably work in two jobs in a lot of cases. And it's hard to get to the school board meetings. But put it in your calendar. Figure out what you're going to say. And talk to them and say, look, this is how it's impacting my family and our community. Do we really want this? And most parents would say, no, we don't need more rules, regulation, oversight. What we need is teach the children how to read, write, be ready for when they do have an opportunity to go up and get a job. They are capable of doing those things. And if they want to go to college, great. I don't really encourage people to send their kids to college anymore.
No.
I think they're better off going to a program like a Praxis, which teaches young people to be interns into a startup and then take Toastmasters, mm-hmm. learn public speaking. Or unless they really are set on being a doctor or in the medicine or
engineer some athlete, or something like that.
Something that needs those skills. Mm-hmm. But even then, I'm saying wear your armor.
Yeah, right, because this education system, which is focusing, our friend Kane has mentioned to segment people into different groups and say one's an oppressor and one's a victim. There's nothing healthy about that. And then you alluded to, and we had referred to this. And we are pre-recording, but there was a Nebraska legislator who read some of the stuff that is in school libraries, and he's been just skewered for doing that, and he did that at the legislature.
Yeah.
So, again, shedding light on this, though, we are in the battle, and I really am... I'm really optimistic. I mean, it's daunting, but I'm optimistic. So I'm talking with Brad Beck, and we'll be talking about his essay here in just a little bit. But the conversations are always so rich. We get to do this because of our sponsors. One of those is the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. And they want you to feel safe and well-served and understand your insurance coverage and know that their office will respond to your call or text 24 hours a day. So for that 24-hour peace of mind, call Roger Mangan at 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, Roger Mangan's team is there.
So I switched my insurance to the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Agency. Get this, I actually talked to Roger Mangan, who has been helping people with their insurance coverage in our community for 47 years. He helped me create a State Farm personalized price insurance plan for my home and auto and explained affordable options. For personalized service and peace of mind that you are working with a team that cares about you and your family, call Roger Mangan now at 303-795-8855. Kim highly recommends the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. Again, that number is 303-795-8855.
With the limited number of homes in the Colorado Front Range market, Karen Levine can help you achieve your home buying or selling vision. Karen has the right connections, technology, and strategies to help you buy or sell your home or to purchase a new build. Whether you're feeling overwhelmed or want someone to take the wheel, or you just need a second opinion, you can rest assured that RE/MAX Realtor Karen Levine is the right agent for you. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516. Karen is the trusted professional who strives for excellence. That number is 303-877-7516.
And welcome welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. I did want to say thank you to Laramie Energy and Karis Oil and Gas for their gold sponsorship of the show. My friends, the oil and gas industry is under a legislative and regulatory attack here in Colorado. And it's amazing because what that industry does, the oil and gas and coal industry, they provide reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy sources that really help us power our lives and go after our hopes and dreams. And one has to ask why. So that's why we do the show, is to ask these very difficult questions. Brad Beck is in studio with me. We are pre-recording for the week of Easter. Brad, this is it's unbelievable to me as I'm looking at all of this legislation that they want to shut down the oil and gas industry during the summer now, they say. That's one bill. I mean, there's bill after bill. There's a bill that would dictate even more so the air conditioner that you could buy after like 2027. I mean, these are trying to kill this industry cut by cut. But what that means is it's also trying to kill reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy sources.
Yeah, it's amazing to me as well, Kim, because everything is related to oil and gas, and it makes our lives better. It makes our lives more productive. We're able to do the things that we do on a daily basis because of oil and gas and the products and the byproducts that are available to us. I remember back a couple years ago when in my town they wanted to have a moratorium, and I just showed up. I was the first one on the docket to speak, and by pushing back and saying, hey, I have nothing involved with oil and gas other than I like a cold beer every once in a while, like my heat in the wintertime. And I have friends who are in the industry. Why are we shutting this down? And if you look at everything you buy, it's a derivative of oil and gas. And how does things get to marketplace? Through oil and gas. So why don't we do an experiment? Why don't we have all those that are pushing for the, you know, closing down of this important vital industry, why don't we have them live a year off the grid and then report back? And then once they have those findings, see how, you know, their mm-hmm. lives have changed. See how their kids can't mm-hmm. go to school because how are they going to get there? Through electricity? Oh, well, how does electricity, how is it produced? It's not through, you know, the solar or the wind. It's through reliable, abundant mm-hmm. coal. And so we need to push back on these things. And most people are afraid, again, as I mentioned earlier, to stand up because of the, you know, either their job or their mm-hmm. friends. They won't be invited to their, you know, cocktail parties. You know, I'm at the point in my life, I really don't care if I don't get invited to another mm-hmm. cocktail party. Mm-hmm. The friends I have are friends that believe in freedom and liberty. And, you know, if they don't, then that's their, you know, loss. So oil and gas is very important to all of Colorado.
Right. And as you mentioned, all these products in our lives, quite frankly, they probably, if they were going to get rid of all petroleum products, they probably would be sitting on a wooden chair, not even in their undies, because the undies have elastic, but maybe not even on a wooden chair, because many times that might be glued together.
Right.
So come on.
Well, think about all the industries that could be allies of us. And I push this only to illustrate a point. Marijuana growing in Colorado is a big deal because it's, you know, we were the first state to allow it, right, legally. Where would that industry be without oil and gas? You know, the fertilizers for the growing, mm-hmm. the lights, mm-hmm. you know, especially in the winter, mm-hmm. the transportation to marketplace. Just think about that. Mm-hmm. There's a whole group of allies. So if you look at an issue by who are the folks that would be greatly impacted, there's an industry. You know, is that an opportunity for us? I don't know, but, you know, there are plenty of other industries that normally you wouldn't think would be allies in a battle over an idea. There's a perfect group of people. Now, we may disagree with what they're doing, but there's an opportunity there. So I think we have to be a little more strategic in how we go issue by issue by issue. The problem is they come at us like a fire hose, and we don't have time to build those coalitions. So how do you do it beforehand? Because you know it's going to come every session.
That's a really good point. And two things. You mentioned people afraid to stand up. And I understand. I mean, it's not the easiest thing in the world, and not everybody can do it. I get it. However, my friends, dictators, people that are pushing tyranny, bullies, if you acquiesce and don't say anything, thinking, hey, they're not going to pay, you know, it's not going to be me, at some point in time, it won't get better. It's going to get worse. And so we must stand in this battle of ideas.
Well, think about somebody like Bonhoeffer, who stood up. If there was more people standing up behind him, would he still be the person that we celebrate today? But yet, could he have pushed back if he spoke up and other churches spoke up earlier about the advance of Nazism? You know, you think about what ifs, and those are the kinds of what ifs I think are important. When we see things like what's happening in Colorado, a lot of people have left the state because they're saying, I want more freedom. So they go to, you know, different places in the country, and they're free to do so. But if we are not like that rock in the Boulder Creek and stand there, and hopefully others will join us and encourage to join us, then we're not going to be able to push back. They'll take it over, and it'll become California and Oregon and Washington and all the states, all the beautiful places that are on the West Coast. We've abdicated them. On the same token, there are more Republicans in California by number than any other place in the state, in the United States. So how do we support those people? Well, a guy like Steve Garvey is running against Adam Schiff.
Right.
Guess what? You know, he was a great baseball player. He'd be an even better legislator, 10 times better than Adam Schiff any day. So I think there's opportunities for us to say, hey, there's $5 here and $5 there. Put your money where your mouth is. Mm-hmm. Support people that are promoting liberty and freedom.
Right. So, yes, Steve Garvey looks like an excellent candidate against Adam Schiff. I couldn't resist that.
You got to stand up. And there's opportunities like that all over the country.
Mm-hmm. You know, and also just saying that, Adam Schiff, you always talk about in Liberty Toastmasters the important use of humor, but yet the appropriate use. You said just telling a joke, that's not, many times that's a pretty difficult thing to do, but you always are using kind of some self-deprecating humor, and it really does put people more at ease and makes a connection with the audience, and I think that's important.
Well, especially on tough issues. If you can, especially in a situation where there's an amount of tension in the room, and you bring some humor. At the end of humor is the height of listening, and then people want to hear what's next. So what you do is you break the tension with some humor. And it could be, you know, I know I only have 3 minutes, life short, so am I. Ba-doom, right?
Yeah.
But it's enough to get people, you know, to push them off guard, and they're more likely to listen what's coming next, as opposed to pushing, they're going to push back, or they're not going to pay attention. So if you can get them for a short period of time, in the time that you have to speak, 2 to 3 minutes, at a town hall meeting, a school board meeting, down at the legislature, if you have those 2 or 3 minutes, you can be very impactful with your personal story that makes a point. And if you start off with a little bit of humor, it adds a little bit and gets people to listen. So it's very important to have humor.
And it doesn't have to be long either. And because the Gettysburg Address, which you have memorized, is, what, it was 2 or 3 minutes or something?
About when I do it, and I have time myself, anywhere between 2 minutes and 15 seconds, 262 words. Some of the most powerful words ever written. It was written throughout his lifetime. It wasn't written on a train. It wasn't written necessarily on the back of an envelope. Lincoln had been preparing for this forever. And if you go back and read his Lyceum speech and the House Divided speech, and you see where he's thinking mm-hmm. of these ideas. Our friend Tom Cranwetter talks about it extensively. And the Gettysburg Address is a rebirth of our nation, those ideas of 1776, and bringing back to the forefront what our founders had set in place. And so there's a great tradition from the ancient Greeks about honoring those dead, those who have come before us and fought the battle. And so Lincoln was dedicating this new cemetery, but he was also rededicating the idea of America to the American people. And, of course, after the speech, he came down. There's really no photographs of him other than coming off the stage because the speaker before him, Edward Everett, was such an orator. He was the big Tony Robbins of his day, and he spoke for over almost 2 hours from 50 pages of prepared text that he wrote, hand-wrote out and spoke. And then Lincoln is asked to come up, and he speaks for a little over 2 minutes. And he came down and he said to his assistant, "That won't scowl," meaning it won't turn up dirt. It didn't do anything mm-hmm. that I wanted it to do. But we don't remember Edward Everett. We remember Abraham Lincoln and those 262 words.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking with Brad Beck, co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters. We will get to your essay. I promise that we will do that. But we get to do this because I have wonderful sponsors. And a great sponsor of the show is Karen Levine. She is an award-winning RE/MAX realtor. And Karen, I always say that you were with me near the beginning or something. And I'm thinking way back before the Kim Munson Show. You've been with me since the beginning for the Kim Munson Show, and we're on our 6th year, if you can believe it.
I know. It's really awesome, and all the work that you are doing and we've been able to do to make the listeners aware of the things that are out there that are taking away our freedoms.
It's really important, and I just really appreciate you. And let's just go ahead and get the phone number and all that out of the way, because I want to talk a little bit about Easter. But you can help people buy or sell their home, and it's also a new build, and people mm-hmm. just need to bring you with them. And so what is that phone number?
Well, if you want to talk real estate, whether that's buying or selling or investing, call me at 303-877-7516.
So again, Karen Levine, 303-877-7516. And Karen, we're pre-recording everything for Easter week. It's a sacred week. It's a holy week. And you have a lot going on at your church, right?
We do. I have attended Flatirons Community Church for over, we were at a function last week, and I guess over 25 years have been there. And I have.
So you started going when you were five, right?
I was very young. I was very young, kind of like in real estate, right? Because I've been in real estate for, 35 years. But with that said, Flatirons Community Church is a place where you can come and bump into Jesus and kind of check it out. And Easter Sunday or Easter weekend is a good time to do that. So we are offering services at 12, at 2, at 4, and at 6 on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Easter Sunday at 9 and at 11. And if for some odd reason you want to meet me in person, I'll be out and about helping with the guest services team, which are the people who will be greeting you at the doors and helping you find seats, etc. And it's a place that I love serving because I get to bump into a lot of people in my community and just connect and celebrate this wonderful season with them.
Yes, and this with so much going on in our world right now, the promise of the resurrection is really the thing that we can take courage because of it and go out and engage in this battle of ideas, do what we do, live this life here. We need to pray and we need to work, and that's what you do all the time. And so it's just a beautiful season.
Well, thank you. And it is important. I think I see people who don't hold on or have a faith, and they live in many times a state of fear. And I can live in a state of joy, and I can be of service to you and your real estate needs. I can be of service at church. I just love the opportunity to do that. And as Lauren has said in some of his comments, when you've chatted with him, we are honest with you, and we want what's best for you. And I'm, even though I'm in real estate sales, I'm not a salesperson.
No.
I'm not going to sell you something. I'm going to educate you. I'm going to empower you to help you achieve those dreams of home ownership and or selling your home and moving to where your grandchildren are, or buying that bigger home because your family is growing. But as Lauren also says, life happens, and that's when we're here to help you with those changes.
Well, and while we're here on this earth, we are here to do the work that we're supposed to do. And we're supposed to live life, even during tenuous times. I remember a quote paraphrasing C.S. Lewis. You know, he lived through World War II and was in England, the bombing of England. And somebody said, you know, what should we do? And he said, well, we continue. We continue to live and marry and laugh and love and all those things. And so we have to do that even during this time. And we can do that because of the promise of Jesus Christ.
Amen to that, my friend Kim. Most definitely.
And Karen, I so value your friendship and your sponsorship of the show. And we're doing important work. Colorado is at the tip of the spear, and we will continue on.
We will, and we'll continue to pray not only for our nation, but for our state and for our people, that truth will be revealed as you continue to delve into these issues of freedom versus force, force versus freedom.
Thank you, Karen Levine. And that number for Karen Levine is 303-877-7516. Again, 303-877-7516.
The rise in interest rates is causing challenges and creating opportunities. For nearly 20 years, mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group, Lauren Levy, has helped individuals realize their hopes and dreams of home ownership, fund kids' educations through second mortgages, and access capital by utilizing reverse mortgages. Lauren is not constrained to work with just one lender because he works with so many different lenders. Licensed in 49 states, Lauren offers choices for your individual mortgage needs. Preparation leads to success, so call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881 so that you're prepared for opportunity in the mortgage market. That's Lauren Levy, 303-880-8881.
A recent report notes that the number of children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder is consistently and dramatically increasing. This is heartbreaking. If your child or grandchild or someone you know has been diagnosed with autism or ADHD following exposure to Tylenol or acetaminophen during pregnancy, call Boson Law at 303-999-9999. Boson Law is a Colorado-based law firm who has been fighting Big Pharma for over 20 years. Call now at 303-999-9999 for a free, no-obligation review of your potential claim. Call now at 303-999-9999.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. I did want to mention the USMC Memorial Foundation, and the memorial is located, it's the official Marine Memorial at 6th and Colfax, right here in Golden, Colorado, and it was dedicated in 1977. It's time for a facelift, and you can help by making a contribution or buying a brick to honor your military service or your loved one's military service, and those will be on the pathways of service at the Marine Memorial. And just, you can do that by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. That is usmcmemorialfoundation.org. Also, I wanted to mention Jansen Photography. And they are located in Lakewood, Colorado. And it's an old farmstead, so they have beautiful backdrops for the memories that you will create with your family portrait, portraits of your children, your senior portrait. And you should just should go over to their website just to see these beautiful, beautiful portraits. And you can do that by going to jansenphotography.com. That's J-A-N-S-S-E-N photography.com. In studio with me is Brad Beck. We are pre-recording for the week of Easter. And Brad Beck, you mentioned Lincoln, and the Gettysburg Address in rededicating our country. And I have been giving different presentations, and one of the things that many times I will say is that I believe we are in the third founding of our country. We are at our 1775 moment. We are being asked who we are. And we need to engage in this battle of ideas. Ideas are more powerful than weapons or anything like that. They're more powerful. And that's why what you and your co-founders have done with Liberty Toastmasters, helping people understand principles, get their brains around issues. We don't agree on everything. And then learn to communicate and listen. This is where the battle is. We are truly, I think, in our third founding of our country. But what do you think?
Well, I think you're right. I think we're at an inflection point in our history as every generation comes up to the line, if you will, and they're challenged. We're being challenged. And so the question you have to reflect on, I believe, is what are you going to do to make a difference? Because we can sit back and let the next generation deal with things, but that's how we get into the problem we're in today. And so we need to look at things from a perspective of what legacy do you want to leave for the next generation and the generation after that? That's why I'm a big believer in writing. I'm trying to leave a legacy so my grandchildren will know who their grandfather was. I encourage people to do that. I wish I knew more about my relatives that came before me. What were their lives like? What did they do? Did they seek freedom and come over to this country from where they were born because the situation was so bad where they were? I'm pretty sure from reading other histories that was a big reason why they got on a boat to the unknown, but knew that something inside of them said freedom is more important than staying here and dealing with the tyranny that they had to deal with. And I think that's what America's all about, is standing up for those ideas of individual rights, the proper role of a limited government, and to be an active and engaged citizen and protecting those rights, those God-given rights that we are endowed with. Now, whether you believe in God or not, it doesn't matter. We know that our Creator, however you define that, gave us the opportunity to pursue our happiness. And that's something inside mm-hmm. of us. That's every person is born with that. Whether you were born here or you came over here illegally or you came here legally or you came here anyway, we all have those human natural rights, and we're all equally human. The question is, how do you do it in a standpoint from wherever you are? Can you push back on the country, the government that you're living with now? Can you push back and say, hey, wait a minute, stay in your lane? Mm-hmm. This country was founded on American exceptionalism, which means the rights of the individual were recognized. Mm-hmm. In other countries, the tyrants they live under aren't recognizing those rights. So everybody is equally human. Everybody has human ingenuity and the opportunity to grow and to create and to do things that makes their life mm-hmm. better. And yet there's a lot of places in the world that doesn't happen. So our ancestors came here because of the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I agree with you, Kim. There is a point that we need to recognize but then do something about mm-hmm. one thing.
Well, yes, and if everybody chose one thing, then we'd get this ship turned around for sure. And those rights are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You mentioned about people coming here illegally, and I think we all know people that have come here illegally, and they came here not for free stuff, and they didn't come here to hurt us. They came here for the American dream, and we have laws on the books regarding legally coming to America. Yes, our ancestors came here, but all my ancestors came here legally. And so we need to, when we say we're a nation of laws, I like that. However, those laws have to stand up to the test of first of all, our Constitution. But the Constitution was put in place to protect these rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So many people know this story. You know, Hooters Restaurants is a sponsor of the show. And I got to know them when I was on city council because we saw PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interest parties that wanted to use their power to stop these businessmen and their business, their employees, from having the opportunity to pursue their happiness, to pursue the things that could enhance their life. And so when I looked at that from the standpoint of our American idea, I had to support them having the right to compete in a free market and that they would either thrive and prosper or go out of business. The consumer would make that choice. It wasn't for PBIs to make that choice.
Right. No, I agree. And I believe that people should be able to trade fairly for value for value. If an individual wants to contract or work with or buy something from another individual, regardless of what your belief is as far as the government, you should be able to do that. Now, a lot of people say, well, what about prostitution? What about drugs? What about? I'm talking about responsible adults. And so you may not agree with that, but we have to be consistent with our principles. And that's what I constantly am promoting for people. We may not like that, but I don't want to run somebody else's life. So to your point, yeah, if somebody wants to trade and there's a lease for a building and you don't like the kind of business that's coming there, it's really not your right to say no to somebody. And we have to be consistent with it. We can't say, well, I don't like this business or I don't like this kind of entity coming to my town. Well, when you start picking winners and losers, how are you different from the government? So mm-hmm. that's an important principle we have to look at and talk about. We are free to disagree. Intelligent mm-hmm. people can agree to disagree and walk away and still connect and still talk and still have a debate with each other. And that's an important aspect of being an American, of American individualism, of the idea of Americans being unique and being authentic, but more importantly, being free.
Mm-hmm. And freedom can be messy.
Oh, it's
it can be very messy. But I would rather, I think it was Jefferson said something along the line as I would much rather have a messy freedom than an ordered tyranny or something along that line. And my gosh, we see this with this Colorado legislature. Yeah. I mean, the story of them trying to put the oil and gas industry out of business is just my city council story, but on an even bigger scale.
Yeah. Well, my friend who passed away, D.K. Williams, used to talk about freedom is being dangerous, live dangerously.
Mm-hmm.
And freedom is dangerous. People want security more so than freedom. They want to be taken care of. I mean, I just turned 65. I'm entitled now to, quote, the money that's in the lockbox for Social Security. Well, no, actually, I paid for those who came before me, and now I'm robbing from the generations, if I do take it, generations that are coming. It used to be, 8, 10 people would be paying for the other 10 people, and now it's diminished to 8, to 6, to 5, to 2.
I know.
And that's a conundrum. We have to address it. Well, everybody kicks the can down the road. How principled are we?
I know.
And yet, if you don't sign up for it, there are penalties, and they will take out more from your, quote, money that you have in that lockbox, mm-hmm. which doesn't exist. And so we have to really talk about these hard issues, and we don't. Because we're afraid. We're afraid. What are my neighbors going to say? Mm-hmm. What are my friends going to say? What are my employers going to say? You know, these are all mm-hmm. very real issues, and I understand it. But if we don't push back, if we don't tell people, hey, stay in your lane. This is not for you to get involved in. This is a contract between me and somebody I want to contract with. You know, then I can say to somebody, okay, you're principled. But when we go wonky on this stuff.
I know. And another thing that you're alluding to is what we pass on to the next generation. And when you go back to 1775, they put their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor on the line so that they could pass on to the posterity, to the next generation, liberty. And liberty is the responsible exercise of freedom. And then you think about the lives that were put on the line at the Civil War. We're not asked at this point to put our physical lives on the line, but we are being asked to step up and take a stand.
Well, God help us if we ever get to that point. And I think words are much stronger and more important than taking up arms ever. I would never advocate that. And yet there comes a point where you say, okay, what are my choices? And we've seen some recent history where people were pushed against the wall. And, you know, you just look at certain people that were in the previous administration that are being incarcerated. Did certain people do things on January 6th that were perhaps not the smartest thing to do? Yeah, probably. They shouldn't have entered the Capitol. But to be incarcerated like they are, I am so upset about this. And, you know, you write Congress and you write, you try to talk to people about it. But I'm hopeful that the next administration exonerates and lets all those folks out and say, okay, let's talk about why we left out information from those J6 inquiries.
Yeah.
Where is all the information, not the selected information to fit a narrative? And to say, you know, there were some acts that people did that, you know, you probably should incarcerate some people. But the mass majority of people were standing up for their rights. They were being felt like they were pushed against the wall. And so I would rather that the Capitol was not accosted. But they made a point. And if it was an insurrection, it would have been a much different event.
Yeah, three things then. First of all, I had a young person that said to me, he knew this was a year or so after he'd really thought about it. He said, I knew that it was a setup, if you will, when you saw the horned man guy walking into the inner chambers with the Capitol Police behind him. Then we all have seen the videos of the, you know, quote unquote, the Trump supporters that are walking through the Capitol in between the ropes on the carpet where they're supposed to be. The Capitol Hill Police are there as well. And so we really, like you say, we really have to ask what that narrative is. And now I'm having a Rick Perry moment. I can't remember my third thing. So anyway, I'm talking with Brad Beck. We're pre-recording all of this. And I guess I should tell people what that was. One time Rick Perry, I think he was running for president. He said he had like three reasons on something and he got to two and he couldn't remember the other one. So I think in Liberty Toastmasters, we probably recommend not to give a number.
Right. There are several things I want to talk about.
Several things that I want to talk about. That's always a little bit safer. And we get to have all these discussions because of our great sponsors. One of those is Lavaca Meat Company.
Lavaca Meat Company takes great pride in selling only the best. Lavaca Meat Company is a third-generation family-owned business with its roots in eastern Colorado. Lavaca means the cow in Spanish. As our name implies, we only sell beef. No poultry, pork, bison, or game. Just premium quality, aged, mouth-watering beef. Our store is located at the corner of Main and Nevada in the historic Coors Building in downtown Littleton. For a steakhouse experience at home, visit us in person or shop online at lavacameat.com. Lavaca Meat Company, only the best. Again, that's lavacameat.com.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Franktown Firearms is well-stocked and ready for you right now. Franktown Firearms is a family-friendly shooting range and gun store, and they are constantly bringing in new inventory of all the ammunition, firearms, and parts that you're looking for. Come down to buy or just to shoot on their immaculate, well-ventilated, 10-lane, 35-yard range with safety officers who will help you become the most proficient shooter you can be. You'll have a blast with their multi-level training courses that also include tactical shooting while walking, ducking, and shooting around barriers. This isn't your average range, and it's not your average inventory. If Franktown doesn't have it, chances are they can find it for you. And for a limited time, KLZ listeners enjoy an exclusive offer. Tell them you heard this spot on KLZ, and they'll give you a free gun rental, Class 3 weapons not included, when you rent a lane. So stop in and let them know KLZ sent you. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You will get first look at our upcoming guests as well as our most recent essays. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. We have pre-recorded these shows for Easter week. Just great guests and being able to really focus on them. And did want to mention, though, before we get back to Brad Beck, the Center for American Values, which is located in Pueblo, Colorado, on the beautiful Riverwalk. And they are doing amazing work, putting together important educational programs. They have a new one on civics for K through 12 online, but also keeping these stories alive and honoring our Medal of Honor recipients. They're doing just great work. So go to their website is AmericanValuesCenter.org, AmericanValuesCenter.org. And so be sure and check that out. Brad Beck, great conversation. We've got an essay that we'd like to talk about. We're going to be publishing it this weekend. And it is IR is the new AI. So how do you want to tease people on this?
Well, IR, individual rights, is the new artificial intelligence, or as I like to say it, American individualism. You know, we've only been a country for a short period of time in the pantheon of history. And this idea of American individualism, of being an authentic, free individual, is a new thing in the history of mankind. And so I kind of teased it with, you know, IR. What is IR? Well, it's individual rights in my mind. Is the new AI, and everybody goes right, of course, to technology, to artificial intelligence. But I like to talk about actual intelligence. I like to talk about the greatness of those individuals came together 1775, 1776, and talked about great ideas that came to fruition through their intelligence, through their mind, and the mind is being the source of all wealth, where freedom is really an idea. And we have to take actions to make sure those freedoms are available to all of us and going forward. And so I started to think about what would be the new artificial intelligence that's really the old actual intelligence. And the idea of technology that a lot of people say, even in Congress right now, are saying, let's put a hold on what's happening with artificial intelligence. And it reminds me of the old Luddites who didn't want to improvement of the Industrial Revolution because they were afraid of loss of jobs or loss of so many things that they didn't understand. And I'm saying, yeah, let's be cautious, but let's embrace this new technology. Let's embrace this new idea of American individualism.
Oh, I love that. And the founders, would you not have loved to have been in on these conversations? You know,
Fly on the wall at Independence Hall. I mean, you know, or any of the places, the pubs that they sat around and talked about these ideas. And there's several groups today that talk about these ideas, Liberty Toastmasters, but also Independence Institute has programs all the time, and there's Liberty on the Rocks in various parts of the state. And people talk about these ideas, and that to me is what we need more of, not less of. We need more individualism. We need more people talking about these ideas of freedom and liberty.
Well, and that's, it's exciting. And again, I got to go to Monticello with our friend Yvonne. It was, it'll soon be a year ago. And just walking through the halls and thinking of, I mean, there were a lot of people that lived there. It was a big family. It was extended family that lived there. But just thinking about, you know, the meals and the, you know, the, you know, just the thinking about all these ideas, I just was trying to take it in. I wish the walls could talk.
Well, we live such a jaded life these days. I mean, you look at what, if you go to Mount Vernon or Monticello or go to Philadelphia, and what people had to do just to make a meal. I mean, today we open the refrigerator and there it is, right? Or we go to a fast food restaurant, there it is. And those people had to think about it from morning, noon, and night. Because there was no refrigeration. There was no easy way to do anything. And the combination of human ingenuity and technology similar to this idea of American individualism, where people can pursue their happiness because we recognize everybody is equally human. It doesn't matter where you're from. And those immigrants that come here legally are able to pursue whatever their vision, whatever their dream is. So I'm optimistic for the future, but I'm cautious because there's people who want to get in our way and say, no, no, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Freedom is dangerous. Mm-hmm. You need our security. You need our permission. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a free human being.
And I wanted to make one other point. We're just about out of time. When you mentioned about, in I think the first segment, about you go to Boulder Creek and you'd see that boulder or that rock in the water and how the water had to go around it. And you attributed that to like standing up. Well, just think about if you have one rock, then another rock, then another rock, you create a dam and a dam that will push back those ideas. And so what you're doing is so great. You're so you give so much to so many people, Brad Beck. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, Kim, and all the things you do here with this program because it gives people a voice. And we need more people speaking up. And I think it's important that they hear these ideas over and over and over. You know, repetition plus restatement gets people to remember. And we need to remember our heritage.
And that's why we do it. So, Brad Beck, thank you so much. Our quote for the end of the show is from George Orwell. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." So, my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Those are the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.